From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Last night, President Obama said he made a mistake in his handling of Tom Daschle's nomination. But to what extent should we hold the former South Dakota senator responsible? Or for that matter, Nancy Killefer, Bill Richardson. They also recently withdrew from posts in the new administration, faced with a tax issue and a grand jury probe. These cases raise plenty of questions about politics and ethics, questions we put now to Michelle Moody Adams. She's professor of ethics and public life at Cornell University. And Michelle, first off, is this just a coincidence, or are public officials having a harder time maintaining ethical standards?
There are some new challenges that have entered into the mix for people in government, and that's that we've come up with a set of standards for conduct, ethical conduct, that we never held our public officials to, at least not very seriously before, and that we don't hold people to in other walks of life, particularly secular professions, where we say to our public officials that you don't really have a right to assume that the knowledge and the expertise that you gain through government service is really a ticket to personal enrichment when your service comes to an end.
And when you say we are creating higher standards, who exactly do you mean? The Obama administration has said they've raised the bar, but is there something bigger going on?
Since the 1970s and some of the difficulties that administrations from that period on found some of their former officials getting into, we came up with standards that operate even at the level of the smallest government agency, that have tried to encourage those who go into government service not to see it as a vehicle of personal enrichment. That's really where we've come down as a society. And Obama comes along 2 years ago running on a campaign that says, look, I'm going to actually demand that we live up to these standards and put these anti-lobbying rules in place, starting out the first day of the administration. I think we're right to be disappointed that he has not done what he needs to do to make sure his administration lives up to the rule.
What about the people who are applying for these posts? You know, there are various estimates out there of tax cheat rate, but among those who hire babysitters and housekeepers, it's pretty high, somewhere between 80% and 90%. But you would think if you're even remotely considering public office, you would be very certain to stay on the right side of the law.
Absolutely. Nobody's talking about perfection in our government officials, but paying your taxes is a pretty basic responsibility, and doing what you need to do to find out what your taxes should be, it's pretty obvious that that's expected of one as a citizen. And Senator Daschle served on the Senate Finance Committee for years, where, as I understand it, at least tax law and the sort of subtleties of tax law was often a subject of the things he was working on.
Michelle, if you were advising the Obama administration, how would you improve the vetting process?
It's up to the Obama administration in this case to find a way to balance their sense of the urgency of the problem with their need to uphold the values they came into office claiming they cared about. And I, you know, it's a difficult balance to strike. I'm not going to deny that, but it seems to be one that we have a right to expect him to try to seek.
Michelle Moody Adams is the Hutchinson Professor of Ethics and Public Life at Cornell University. Thank you.
Thanks very much.